Hello, fellow broadcasters, podcasters, and voiceovers. I'm Peter Stewart. This is today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voiceover Voice with me, Peter Stewart. Tweeter Stewart on Twitter, TWWETERSTEWART, with a whole set of advice on phonation and resonation and correct intonation for conversation, how to write right, how to deal with mic fright, to help you read out loud, confidently, convincingly, and conversationally. This is Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voiceover Voice. We're talking today about what to do when things go wrong, when you make a mistake in a live or recorded situation. We mentioned some of these yesterday. Some other mistakes: don't let yourself get in your own way. There's a good nugget of advice to go away from today with. Knowing some of these points I'm about to bring you today will help you avoid them in the first place. Slow down if you can. You're likely to make fewer mistakes. Consider that you may be going too fast because you're thinking of something else, so leave your troubles at the studio door. Don't allow distractions to compromise your concentration. If you can control it, control it. If you can't, a crackling headphone lead, stale air in the studio, a script that doesn't feel quite right, speak to someone whose job it is to sort it, and get it sorted if you can. If you keep trapping... Shall I leave that in? Yeah, we'll leave that one in. If you keep tripping up over a certain phrase or can't get the intonation right, it's probably because it's wrong, unnatural, or ungrammatical. So if you're allowed to, rewrite it. See a pattern of what you trip up over. The sounds, the groups, and practice those. The only thing you accomplish by rushing through a take is getting through that take that much sooner. They invented takes 2 and 3 for the pros, those who prepare and rehearse. And if you don't prepare and rehearse, then make good friends with takes 7 and 8, because you're going to be seeing a lot of them. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.